some people don't realize the malcontent that they can cause themselves. This is a thing that's very important when, you know, realizing who you deal with within the occult circle. And this is why it was always good to vet people. Now, I took and many times made some errors in my vetting. One of the big errors was, you know, the ex, you know, the stupid, trashy girl that, you know, misrepresented herself to me and misrepresented herself to our church and the brethren and whatever else. So now she has this hillbilly dude, okay? He's running around and slandering me, and I think it's rather funny. Now, I know some of you have tuned in to understand a little bit more about our church, but I'm just trying to explain to you what's going on out there. Hayseed, hillbilly, low-life loser. You know, and I'm allowed to say that because I far exceed any money that he would ever make. I mean, and I'm way more intelligent than he ever would be. I'm actually not too worried about it. I replaced who I was seeing with somebody better. And you can be all mad about anything. Realize this. You're fucking my leftovers. Okay? Trust me. Wasn't that impressed. Okay? New people I've been with are way more impressive. And I already can know that the little secret stories, stories are going to start filtering their way out there in the form of, let's attack Tom. Let's not attack Tom, and let's admit to your thievery and the things you stole from me, and I will be one day in court over this, and I will victorize, because Hayseed and Cindy don't have the resources that I do, nor will they ever. I mean, you got to realize they're nothing but trailer trash meets hillbilly trailer trash. It's really simple. It's okay, though, because I'm just getting this out there. You know, wanting to put little memes out there where, you know, wanting to threaten me. I'm not scared, number one. This guy's a coward. He always has been. I don't care about his past. He can make up whatever past he wants to lie to Cindy about stuff. I've already done a little investigative background on this guy, and he's a nobody and never will be. And, you know, that's the way. He can just be Mr. Disabled Vet or whatever his little fucking check wants to come in the mail about. And you know, he can go ahead and have what I already had. You know, I mean, I've already done your woman in every way that you can think of anyway. Wasn't impressed at first, but not impressed at the end. Let's put it that way. Board had other women I was kind of looking at, okay? Don't have a problem with anything that she wants to talk about with ED and stuff now. Didn't have a problem. Got a new woman that's actually smarter and stronger. I mean, I got rid of somebody who was a kitchen witch, not great, a fraudster, and got with somebody who was actually real. Like that guy always on the Instagram and on the other things. Real. Real. And he holds that thing. Got that now versus fake. So that is actually something good. Now, why all this is relevant, it's relevant because this is more of a private blog in this posting. But I've seen people who thought they were smart mouthing off, and those people are slowly being eliminated from any social media contact I have, because I have no want or wherefore to be friends with the losers, okay? And you can say I'm condescending. Obviously, you're not that intelligent if you're saying condescending, because you would, as a normal person, eliminate those people and get rid of those people who were trying to threaten you with whatever they can do. Nothing they can do. Nothing. Nobody's coming after me. Nothing. You want to come after me, you little coward hillbilly dude, you'll be done. Okay? So I'm not worried about you. You got fear anyway. So I can tell you're a coward. You always have been your entire life. I've got the whole story on you anyway from a lot of people I've talked to about your past. You're like the cowardly lion on steroids, okay? So I'm not worried about you. You can run your mouth. Cindy, I'm not worried about her. She's so weak anyway. What's she going to do? Throw a fucking tincture at me of something? Or do a ritual against me or somebody I know of no value, not connected to any deity that makes any kind of sense? So what are you going to do? Chant some Indian fucking things or what? Big deal. That's powerless. What are you going to do? Maybe go and pray to your Bigfoot God, that fraudulent shit that you seem to continue to spew out. I'm here to tell you, I played along with this game. I never seen any of these claimed fucking Bigfoots or dogmen or anything that Cindy ever seen. I mean, I guess, you know, after I thought about it and I talked to people that were actually intelligent, not suffering from delusional fits, I kind of realized this, that Cindy was manifesting in her own mind things that she was not seeing. Dark things that happen in the woods as you drive by with your camera on. Fraud, okay? And the thing is, a lot of these people within that community are propagating this fraud as well. Could have been bears, could have been people, could have been a lot of things that cast these shadows in the woods. I'm not saying that there isn't, but I'm saying that Cindy wants to play this little fiddle of getting in because she's failed. I mean, within any kind of witchcraft operations, so, you know, it's time to move on. You know, the preppers didn't want to talk to her. The people with the volcanoes didn't want to talk to her. And all the other little things that she was running around, let alone, you know, her little kooky doctor group that she's never made any money on. So, you know, what good is that? So it's one failure from the occult, etc. forward. But realize this, I knew about this because she was always a vampire role player anyway. So this is just another role-playing thing that she's going to propagate where, you know, oh, and then she's going to go around and attack me over stuff. Okay, wrong. You could say bad shit about me. It's fine because I'm good with it. But, you know, like I said, her little hayseed guy threatening me when she was the one fucking around on me, hey, more power to you. I'm glad you're fucking around on me. Because after I found out that you had Mr. fucking stupid hillbilly hayseed in there. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this guy here, you can just tell by looking at him, he's completely a backwoods type person. Okay? So you can go ahead and have Cindy. I already had her. So you can rage all you want about it. Yeah. Not really worried about it, bro. The woman I have now makes Cindy look like a one. So that's the difference. The woman I have now, more intelligent than Cindy ever will be, and could walk right over. So you can have the weaker version. You can have that weak kitchen witch. It's fine. And you know, you can run your mouth. I'll never see you. I'm not worried about it, okay? You can try and track me, you can try and figure out what's going on with me all you want. You can try to be that Indian whatever fuck up you want to be. Good luck to you, okay? I'm not scared of you. I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about anybody you know. Nothing. Because two can play that game. Two can also play that game. Because I'm sure, based on what I'm hearing from the people that knew you, you have dirt on you as well. So that same dirt could be placed upon the same earth as you want to try the dirt on me. Now, there is some rumors about some kind of misconduct with children too in your past. So you never know what could happen with that situation because maybe that story could be found out. Maybe I could dig deeper into that. Now, it's just hearsay at this moment, but, and this isn't going back to the same as something else, because those of you who know me knew I busted out some of those other people and it came out to be true. I always laugh about that because the truth always hurts. But when you dig, when people think they're digging on you, all you got to do is dig on them. I have no past like that. I have a criminal background, yes. But I was cleared on all my charges. Maybe something didn't occur. Oh, wait, you were a retired cop, supposedly. Okay. However, there's some people maybe that got dirt on you. Who knows what dirt is floating around out there. But with the resources I have and the money that I have, I can pay people to talk. That's your difference. And you should know that because you were what? A cop. Supposedly you were a cop. I haven't confirmed that yet. So, and I wouldn't care if you are because you're retired. It doesn't matter. You're retired what? Were you a backwoods cop? Like a swamp cop? Or were you some kind of city cop that went backwards and definitely didn't care about yourself? Because from your appearance, you do look like a piece of trash. From your actions, you were talking to me, you were cowardly. So, you know, obviously you were the cowardly cop, so maybe you were a badass. Maybe you shot people because you were scared of your own gun. I don't know, but I'm not worried about you. Not worried about Cindy. She's going to run her mouth and pretend. What she, like I said, what you going to do, throw some magic dust out at me? Or chant some Indian chant? That's about it. What, you going to send Dog Man after me? Because she probably believes it now, that Dog Man is some kind of weird thing. Like I said, I don't believe any of the stuff that she put out there. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, I think it's fraudulent. I didn't remember seeing anything at all. I seen some figures, but a lot of the stuff I played along. You know, it's going to be simple. You're not going to fight your old lady. So agree or disagree with me. You know, hey, agree with her, disagree with her. Trust me, we've already seen that her trying to eliminate groups, trying to tear down some of the social media components that I trusted her with. We already know she stole from me, stole thousands of dollars of items. We'll get her in court one day. You want to talk about slander and how I'm going to really slander her in the end? And, you know, I mean, it's not going to be slander. It's going to be truth. It's not going to need to be slander when one day I drag her ass into court. Then we'll see how Mr. Hillbilly wants to put up the money to pay for an attorney. Because remember this, Cindy don't want to work. She just wants to sit around. She thinks she's retired. Hasn't worked in years. Never worked all the time that we were together. I'm working on the internet. How much money did you make from that? I have a doctor degree. How much money did you make from that? When we were in business with the jewelry company, she made money. Not because she sold anything. What? She sold one or two items? Ran a store into the ground? Then blame me on some copyright thing that it was all it fell apart. I worked somewhere else. I had to come in and rescue the store many times. A lot of the inventory in the store was inventory that I bought and I used my father's money to buy. You know, so, okay. So really at the end of the day, you hardly made anything. You did take care of my dad. I will say that that was a good deed that you did. But again, you were looking for something. There was some motive in the background for that. I just didn't let you get to that part of it. So anyway, the truth comes out. But this message, you know how this is directed. So